Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Thursday, January the 3rd. I'm David Knight, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, the age of cell phone cameras and live streaming video has placed extra scrutiny on the behavior of police. And Texas cop Nicholas Juarez will arrest you if you dare to film him. Then, the Bilderberg elite are also angry over constant exposure. And quick draw Obama goes for immigration reform and strict gun control as the battle for the Republic continues. Up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, tonight we've got some important breaking news from Illinois about gun ban that's being attempted there. Alex Jones is going to be filling us in on that. But before we get started, let's cover some of the breaking news nationally. You know, a lot of people have been watching football this last week, but some people are watching the football fans. At the Vikings game, there was a drone there. Well, it's not clear whose drone it was. The TSA is saying it wasn't their drone, but the TSA was there, wearing guns, feeling people up like they do at the airport. We know the NFL is a big fan of the TSA and their pat-downs. They've welcomed them in with their See Something, Say Something program. But the this is kind of setting a new precedent. These are not law enforcement agents. They're not trained. They're not sworn. They're just given a uniform. And now they're carrying guns, and they're going to all kinds of public places. In the last year, they had over 9,000 checkpoints. As we've reported in the Viper program in Tennessee, they went through and they passed trucks through X-ray machines to test the trucks, as well as highway highway blocks. They're also putting TSA agents in concerts, that sort of thing. They are the transportation security agency. They are not just about airports. They're going to be everywhere if we don't stop them, and we have to stand up and stop them. Now, one of the things that we've seen is the police don't like to be filmed. They may watch us, but they don't like to be watched. We just had a man in Texas get arrested for filming a cop. Now, obviously, this cop has not gotten a memo that this is allowed. We've had the Supreme Court as well as the First Court of Appeals both ruled last year in 2012. They both ruled that we have the right to film police in public. They have no expectation of privacy. But understand what happened in this. This is a 25-year-old man, Gabriel Cabrera, began filming an incident where they were doing a traffic stop on a cell phone. And that caused a confrontation from the cop who was part of this traffic stop. Came over to him, and the man was on private property. He's on his own property. Not just private, but his own property, filming the police, doing something in public and commenting on it. And because the cop believed that it was going to end up on YouTube, and it has, because he believed it was going to end up on YouTube, he asked the man for identification. And Cabrera said, what law am I breaking? And he didn't have any law that he was breaking, but basically he arrested him because he wouldn't give him ID.
Excuse me? Am I breaking any, am I doing any crimes?
For your ID, sir.
Am I committing any crimes?
ID, sir, because if this ends up on YouTube or something like
sir,
that.
Sir, you're on private property, sir. I'm sir, just letting you know right now. I'm letting you know right now, sir.
You know right now you need to show me your ID.
I don't have to show you either. I'm not committing any crimes, sir.
Now you're under arrest.
Okay.
Now, the officer and the Texas police are saying that he didn't break any law, but they're appealing to the law, which is Section 3802, failure to identify. Now, listen to this law. A person commits an offense if he intentionally refuses to give his name, residence, address, or date of birth to a peace officer who has lawfully arrested the person and requested the information. Now, this cop had not lawfully arrested this guy. He had not done anything wrong. He's standing on his own property, his own private property, filming what the police are doing in public. That is not a violation of anything he needs to be arrested for. And the cop arrested him for not giving him ID. Now, the law says that it's an offense if, after you've been arrested, you don't give the police that information. But in this case, that clearly didn't apply. Nevertheless, Assistant Police Chief Alberto Martinez told news station KRIS-TV that he didn't see anything wrong with the officer's actions. So, yet again, we have the police who don't see anything wrong with what they're doing. Now, you know, someone else besides the police who don't like to be watched are the Bilderberg people. It wasn't that long ago that everybody said Bilderberg didn't exist except for a few people like Alex Jones and InfoWars. Most people are not paying attention to them, and most people, if you talk to them about it, you get blank stares or they'd even scoff at you. Now they're getting so much attention that it's getting the Bilderberg people themselves upset. Headline here is Bilderberg Elite Angry Over Constant Exposure. The elitists are furious about constant exposure. 2011 proved to be a bad year for Bilderberg. Despite choosing to host their conference halfway up a mountain in a remote Swiss resort of St. Moritz, hundreds of protesters were encamped right outside their hotel. Now, coming into America in 2012, Bilderberg was able to rely on tighter security and a compliant media that virtually blacklisted their presence. That's very easy to do. It seems like the American public is not nearly as awake as European public to this type of thing. In some respects, they're a little bit further along than we are in terms of oppression, because Goldman Sachs has been able to depose democratically elected premiers in Italy and in Greece, that sort of thing, and put Goldman Sachs bankers in their place. That hasn't happened here visibly yet. We know who pulls the strings behind the scenes, but the people there are seeing some of this. Maybe it's a little bit more obvious to them because they've seen a banker. Once we see a banker take somebody out of the Oval Office and just put themselves in that position, maybe people here will be a little bit more responsive to it at that time. But right now, most of the public is not aware of it as much in the Americas as they are in Europe and other places. So they had a lot of press coverage there. They feel like they've been exposed, and you have to ask yourself, why do they act like they're a pastor who's trying to sneak into a topless bar when they go to these Bilderberg conferences? They're very much ashamed of what it is that they're doing. I think Jesus had a good commentary on it. He said, this is judgment, that light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. The Bilderberg people know what they're doing. They know they're being watched. They don't like to be exposed, and neither do cops who are doing the wrong thing. You know, the cop who was up in Rochester, New York, that Jason Burmes filmed, he was not telling him to turn off the camera because he wasn't doing anything wrong. That officer was defending the Constitution. But when cops are doing the wrong thing, they don't like to be filmed, and neither does Bilderberg when they're being filmed. Well, we have some breaking news today about gun news on both the state level and Illinois that Alex is going to talk to us about in just a little bit. But there's also developments in national news. We've got in the Senate, the Democrats are about to push their nuclear option to enact Second Amendment legislation. Now, what does that mean? A nuclear option in this context means that they're going to try to game the rules so that they'll not be able to be a filibuster from those who oppose gun control. And if they do that, the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, has warned us this is where the fight is going to be. Because if they're able to shut down a filibuster, if they're able to change the rules so that all they have to do is get a simple majority, we are going to lose our gun rights. Well, it was just a week ago that Gallup released a new poll. And in that poll, they found a record number of Americans oppose a handgun ban. 74% against a handgun ban, and only 24% for that handgun ban. Now, the other thing that's interesting is, if you look at this document, Cam, down at the bottom, and it got cut off here, but support for a ban on semi-automatic guns, what they called was, they didn't call it semi-automatic, they called it an assault rifle ban. Now, when you change the term from something that people know what it is, like a handgun, to something that is very subjective and could mean anything to anybody, and give it a scary name like an assault weapon, that goes then to 51% against a ban, even when you put it in those terms, 44% for the ban. So we still have the majority of people with us, even when you use these vague, scary terms that don't really mean anything like assault weapon. But we shouldn't get too confident about that, because remember that Obamacare passed when the vast majority of people opposed that, because they're going to use these types of games, just like this nuclear option. And what that means is Democrats want a simple majority vote rather than a two-thirds majority or supermajority that is required to put down a filibuster. So one senator, remember, can block a bill indefinitely, and we do have one or two senators who would do something like that, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, perhaps. They want to stop that so that with just 51 votes, they can stop a filibuster and they can proceed to vote. And they do have the majority. And things are going to get worse as time goes on, as these new senators get sworn in, the Democrats are going to have an even larger majority. So watch for that type of gamesmanship. And we know that Obama has just come out and said that he's going to quickly go for immigration reform and gun control. Now, this is somebody from the Obama administration who was speaking on condition of anonymity. And he said that the White House plans to push forward quickly, not just on immigration reform, but on gun control laws as well. That's a report from the Huffington Post. And remember the kind of games that Obama played when he got the NDAA through. There's all types of things they can do. He ran that through, said he didn't want to sign it and didn't want it, and then it turns out that he had written major portions of it. He signed it on New Year's Eve when nobody was paying much attention. And then they will also do things like they can wait until people are on break, as they did at New Year's Eve. But with the Senate, remember, there's a lot of things coming up. The gun treaty, the UN arms trade treaty that was back in July, that is going to be coming back up again in March. And it doesn't require two-thirds of the senators to enact the treaty. The tricky thing is it only requires two-thirds of those who are present. So they can wait until the late hours, they can wait to Easter break or something like that, and they can ram that thing through. That's a key piece of legislation that they've been setting up for a long time. If they don't get an outright ban, they're going to go for the UN arms trade treaty. And that's going to allow them to do registration and identification in a way and to a level of detail that they've never done before. Once they get that in, it's going to be a very simple thing for them or somebody else to confiscate all guns and to come after individual gun owners in great detail. And that's really what the UNATT is about. It's about identification, and it's about registration, and they're doing it in the name of stopping arms from flowing across borders. And remember, that whole thing was being set up with the Gun Walker program and Fast and Furious, which CBS News, and I believe it was the New York Times, already reported as a false flag. It was set up to demonize the Second Amendment and to use guns flowing across borders as an excuse to take away the rights of law-abiding American citizens to own guns. Well, we've got an update at the state level, some important breaking news from Alex Jones. It's very important. All is not lost. They're going to try every game in the book. They're going to try using very little-known rules, and if they can't do that, they'll break the rules. But the never underestimate the massive pressure that can be brought on these people if everybody calls the legislators. And Alex Jones is going to bring us up to date on that right now.
My fellow freedom lovers, we have some incredibly positive news on multiple fronts for you tonight, and it is so good to be able to give you this information. All the viewers of InfoWars Nightly News watching tonight, it is so important that you get these articles and send them out to everybody you know. It is so important that you spread the word, because the American people, constitutionalists, libertarians, conservatives, patriots, need to know that we can win with logic and truth, because most so-called liberals are not bad people. They've just been brainwashed. And we have some very, again, exciting news here. The Democrats have pulled the plug on gun and ammo bans in Illinois. It was basically Dianne Feinstein's federal bill at the state level, pushed by the Chicago Mafia, led by Rahm Emanuel, to ban over 90% of all guns. Pump shotguns, pump rifles, revolvers, semi-auto rifles, semi-auto handguns, over 90%. And the NRA, to their credit, came out against it yesterday. They were flooded with phone calls, people visiting the state house. The leader of the Senate introduced it. They had the votes yesterday. And because of your pressure and because of logic and news articles coming out showing that areas of Illinois where they have high gun ownership have no murders, we're about to cover that, and areas that have no gun ownership, like Chicago, highest crime rate in the world, 500-plus murders in 2012 and growing. So Democrats have pulled the plug on gun and ammo bans. They were going to ban ammo, most of it. They were going to ban shooting ranges, make it impossible, basically, ban almost all guns. This is Feinstein's federal bill. It says she can just order stuff turned in at ATF discretion. So now that there's that big fight, but if they would have gotten this victory, and they still might sneak it in tomorrow, they could be playing possum, but the fact that they had to pull back is a victory. And we'll fight them in the courts as well if they do sneak it through. But the point is their legislature closes tomorrow. And so this is a first look victory where the global crime syndicate that wants to disarm us, Chicago, is strongest. They're failing. A federal court just ruled last week that Chicago had to stop its unconstitutional concealed carry ban, that Illinois had to stop it. The common sense is coming out. We're starting to win. This is great news. More great news out of Illinois, out of CBS News. They're having to report on this. No murders in Aurora in 2012. By the way, we've got an affiliate in Aurora, also in Chicago. Great people there. Good people in Illinois, fed on by the mafia, who are standing up against this tyranny and victim disarmament. Of course criminals want to disarm the people. Of course the mafia that's run Chicago for 100 years wants to disarm them. They are the second largest city in Illinois. Just huge population. It's like the size of Austin last time I checked. Giant. And they have not had any murders because they're the most pro-gun area of Illinois. Aurora is the model for America, not Chicago. Get this information out. They're being forced off their own crime statistics, like the FBI crime statistics. 20% reduction in the last 8 years because of guns proliferating. The gun culture is winning. The only thing where you see higher crime rates is Chicago and New York. Continuing here. Gun checks soar 39%, set new record for the FBI. They estimate that 10 million guns were sold in December. Do you know what the previous record was? It was right under. It was like 4,900,000+. And that was in 2012 in 1 month when Obama in November got reelected. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 10 million guns. And that's just the ones they're tracking. There's all the other private sales. You tyrants, this isn't Russia where you're going to take over and kill 60 million of us. This isn't Nazi Germany. Listen, you can go to hell, okay? It doesn't mean you can't come kill me. It doesn't mean you can't shut down a few of the big, you know, guys up front. But that's what this is all about. It's about kicking your ass. I'm willing to be set up or imprisoned or killed to make sure you don't enslave America, because that's what it's all about to be a man. That's why the COINTELPRO and the feds attack us 24-7, because they know we're real and they know we get results. You know how proud I am that when it was only on a local gun alert that we took the story and shot it out to everybody and the NRA responded? You know how proud I am that time and time again, my InfoWars crew and my writers like Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo and Steve Watson and Don Salazar and Aaron Dykes and our rest of our crew and Mike Adams are on the front lines. We're an example to all of you. You're leaders, too. Just last week, one of our listeners, because it's on his YouTube channel, he's a listener, put out a video showing the Bloomberg Hollywood people saying ban guns or in all these violent movies misusing guns. And that thing was on Fox News, you name it, millions of views online, millions of views. I mean, it's just a regular guy who sees hypocrisy and takes action. This is what we're talking about. This is exciting. This is how we're going to have victories. We're going to beat Feinstein. We're going to beat her with her attempted bill to disarm us. It doesn't matter if the mainstream media tries to keep it quiet, their sneak attack. The alternative media, the real media, the anti-state-run media, the globalist or state-run media, Piers Morgan state-run media, you are a real citizen. You are the media. You are the press. You are the First Amendment. You are the resistance, and you are starting to win on every front. So intensify operations against the globalists. Smash them and bring them down everywhere you are. Banner hangs, poster hangs, Federal Reserve notes about the Federal Reserve, you know, whatever. Get the word out everywhere. Get it out on the walls. Get it out everywhere. Nothing's going to stop us. You globalists think you're going to take us down? I know you're scared, and I know that's why you've been trying to close the door on us, because you know, as Brzezinski has said, liberty is rising. I know in my gut that some of us individually won't make it out of this, but ideas will. Because as V says, paraphrasing all the historians throughout thousands of years, from Rome to our republic, ideas are bulletproof. It was Victor Hugo, the French philosopher and statesman and liberty lover, that said, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. And it's V paraphrases that and says, you've taken my body down. Flesh and blood can die, but ideas are bulletproof. And you, while you're still alive and can resist, throughout time and space are bulletproof. Live now. Stand up now. Resist now. We are going to smash these people. They'll stage more school shootings. Don't worry. They'll probably bomb federal buildings. The globalists will. They'll stage more Fast and Furiouses. They'll probably have Hezbollah attack us or groups they blame on Hezbollah. It doesn't matter. We know you're the terrorist, New World Order. It's too late. We know you did 9/11. We know you did it all. I take you back now to InfoWars Nightly News and David Knight.
Wow, that was really powerful. And you know, the quote that we've got from Albert Einstein today really ties in with this. He says, "Great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds." Alex just gave us a great, rousing speech. And you know what? Anybody who opposes this, anybody, and it's not just Alex, it's not just those of us who are here, it's those of you who stand up, who make the difference, the people who pick up the phone, who put pressure on legislators, who write, who do literature handouts, who, you know, petition the government as redress of their grievances, you know, as we have a constitutional protection to do that in the First Amendment. Those people, you people, are the ones with great spirits who are standing up to the mediocre minds, who are not paying attention, who don't understand the real import of what is at risk here. Well, we've got a something that we've put together that is kind of an answer to Bloomberg's production with Hollywood. They said they wanted to demand a plan. Well, we want to demand a real plan. Check this out.
Northwoods,
Gulf of Tonkin,
Gladio,
Kent State,
Ruby Ridge,
Waco,
Oklahoma City,
the World Trade Center,
the Pentagon,
Shanksville,
Hurricane Katrina,
Fast and Furious,
Fast and Furious,
Fast and Furious.
How many more?
How many more?
How many more false flags?
How many more?
How many more government buildings?
How many more innocent people?
How many more?
How many more?
What has been the number one cause of unnatural death in history?
Democide, or death by government, has killed 290 million people on record.
290 million people killed.
Killed.
290 million.
Killed by government.
The government.
The number one killer in history is democide.
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 Death by government.
Look it up.
Go look it up. In the 20th century, government murdered four times as many people as were killed in all the international and domestic wars combined.
USSR, 61,911,000 people killed.
Hitler's Germany, nearly 21 million people killed.
Japan's imperialism, nearly 6 million people killed.
Western colonization killed over 50 million people.
Pol Pot's Cambodia, funded by the U.S. government. 2 million people killed.
China's Communist Party, as many as 76 million people killed between 1949 and 1987.
And the list goes on and on.
So now you know the most dangerous thing to you and your family in the world is government.
Because mass murderers agree, gun control works.
Disarming citizens is democide.
Disarming citizens is democide.
Disarming people is democide.
How many people have died because of Fast and Furious?
No more false flags.
Enough.
Enough.
It's enough.
Now is the time.
It's time.
It's time to realize that when the government takes your guns, people die.
It's time to realize the biggest threat to you and your family is government.
It's time to recognize government is the greatest killer of all time.
It's time.
Demand a plan.
Demand.
Demand a plan.
Demand a plan right now.
As a free human being.
As an American.
As an American.
As an American citizen.
As a patriot.
For your children.
Demand to know why you and your children are forced into gun-free zones while government officials, celebrities, and their children are protected by armed guards.
Demand they show you the word hunting in the Second Amendment.
Demand to know why the government shipped thousands of guns to Mexican drug cartels.
Demand our government stops blowing up federal buildings.
Demand that our troops stop protecting opium fields in Afghanistan and come home.
Demand the government stop this phony drug war.
Demand to know why the Department of Homeland Security bought more than 1.6 billion hollow point bullets with our money.
Demand our government stop poisoning our food supply with genetically modified organisms.
Demand that President Obama stops killing innocent women and children all around the world with his illegal drone attacks.
Demand an end to these unconstitutional wars.
Demand that the TSA stop groping our genitals at the airport.
Demand that the NSA stop illegally spying on all of us all the time.
Demand that toxic fluoride be removed from the water supply.
Demand our politicians uphold the Constitution and Bill of Rights as they swore to when they took office.
It's time.
It's time for our leaders to act like leaders.
It's time for our leaders to read the Constitution.
It's time for our leaders to obey the Constitution.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Because a well-regulated militia with 10-round magazines wouldn't last very long.
Demand an end to citizen disarmament.
Government-sponsored terror.
And democide.
Democide. Death by government.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
We are sick and tired of our tyrannical government taking away our rights.
Stop stealing our rights.
Our rights.
Our rights.
How many more people does government have to kill?
Enough.
Enough.
Enough already.
Enough.
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 Enough of the people laying down and letting government kill them en masse after disarming them as they've done throughout history over and over again. Enough. Enough to laying down and letting these criminals use us up like slaves. Really enjoy it when the globalists try to poison us, and we resist them via a free market system. Hello, my fellow info warriors. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. Now, you know that the globalists are filling our water with radioactive isotopes, fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic. And one of the few systems that can efficiently and economically remove or reduce down to non-detectable levels these poisons are gravity-fed filters. And ProPure is the top of the line. Their filters are impregnated with silver, a natural antibiotic. On top of that, they're bigger, so they filter faster. You don't have to prime these the first time you use them. It's amazing. Go to InfoWars.com and click on the shopping cart link to see the entire family of these babies. Now, the fluoride they add to our water is so tiny that most filters can't cut it out. But ProPure has their system that will, again, reduce it to non-detectable levels, almost get all of it out of there. That's also available. And if you look at the different systems they offer, the ProPure Big Brush Finish is on a stand, so it's easier on a table or at your restaurant or wherever you have it to go up with a glass or a mug and fill it up. Then there's this big baby right here, the ProPure King Large Version. Got a lot of different options that come with it. Also, they have the ProPure Big, probably one of the best values out there. And of course, it's burnished stainless steel. And then what I use on my RV, something that's great for your hunting cabin or the back porch, is the ProPure Traveler. Small and portable, but packs a huge punch, cleans out all that garbage. They also have a glass sight spigot, so you don't have to take the top off and look in the bottom area to see how much water. You can see how fast it's filtering with this optional system. The globalists obviously are hitting us through our water. It's time to take control of our lives. It's time to not give our children and families these poisons. And these systems cut it down to non-detectable levels across the board. ProPure is the name. I only promote what I believe in. And I use ProPure in my home and my office. And I recommend that you check out the information on ProPure at InfoWars.com. We already have the lowest price at InfoWars.com on the ProPure gravity filter system. But when you add in the 10% off when InfoWarriors use the product code WATER at InfoWars.com, nobody can top it. So again, it's a win-win-win. Stop drinking the poison water. Checkmate the globalists when it comes to your health, and support InfoWars.com and the work we're doing here. You know, many revolutionaries rob banks and things and kidnap people for funds. We promote in the free market the products we use that are about preparedness. That's how we fund this revolution against the New World Order in our move to restore our constitutional republic and a spirit of 1776 worldwide. Check it out at InfoWars.com. ProPure, top of the line, number one, most powerful and effective and economical gravity-fed water system in the world. ProPure, available, discounted at InfoWars.com. Don't forget product code WATER to save 10%. It's the latest generation, years in development. ProPure is the name. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Well, welcome back. And we have a update to that last video. I hope you enjoyed that, Demand a Real Plan. And here's Alex Jones's update.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. I'm a syndicated radio and television host based in Austin, Texas. And I support the Constitution and Bill of Rights if you're a new viewer out there. And I just wanted to add a historical addendum to our Demand a Real Plan video that has gone viral in just a few short hours. A lot of people are watching the video and they understand some of it, but they don't know the history of false flag events where governments let foreign enemies or criminal groups or terrorist attack as a pretext to take the general public's rights and liberties. And a great example of this is the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964, which has been declassified to have never have happened. Our ships were never attacked. And LBJ and Defense Secretary Robert McNamara used it as the pretext to officially launch the war in Vietnam that killed 58,000 Americans, wounded more than 300,000, and killed more than 1.5 million Vietnamese. And that was a criminal war and was wrong and was orchestrated by criminal elements in our government. It doesn't mean the communist Vietnamese were good folks either. The war was based on a fraud and was over opium. Just like the invasion of Afghanistan has been about opium. And that's just one example of a false flag staged event. If you're a new viewer, aren't familiar with false flag, look it up. Now, moving along, some people watching it said, hey, why don't you talk about atrocities by the United States? We actually do talk about colonization killing tens of millions. And so that's there as well. The problem is a lot of the atrocities committed by the United States happened before good record keeping. And so it's very important to understand that the 290 plus million killed by governments who were not even military combatants, the democide studies by different universities estimate between 270 and 300 plus million. So we just go with the number 290 plus million from one university study were killed, were non-military combatants. It was a couple hundred million more if you count armies killing each other. And it's interesting to note, more people have died in the 20th century from non-military deaths by government, rounding them up, shooting them, putting them in camps, than two armies facing off against each other. Governments also generally kill their own people. They kill more of their own people than they kill neighboring populations. And these are all well-established numbers. When we talk about the communist Chinese killing 70-plus million, some estimates by the Chinese government themselves are at 84 million. So the point is, this whole breakdown is really conservative. We could have had the numbers much, much larger. And it was Stalin that said that one man's death is a tragedy, 10,000 is a statistic. And so they can use Sandy Hook, 20 poor little children that were killed, as a way to take our Second Amendment, while our government killed over a million Iraqis, according to the Lancet study, in just the first 7 years of the Iraq occupation. A million people died from military attacks or from things associated with it from the Iraq takeover. So there's a million added to the democide number that isn't even in the official university studies. You see, the university studies we have out of Hawaii, out of Illinois, out of London, they don't count Western kill numbers from the British Empire or from the United States. So that's why we didn't put them in here. We went with university studies that we're going to link below right here in this video. And we also have articles on Infowars.com breaking it down. So there's no denial. These are established, admitted numbers. And the fact is, governments everywhere are the number one threat in history. 290 plus million on record killed by governments in the 20th century alone. And there haven't been a lot of new numbers compiled since the 90s, so the numbers were actually higher in the 20th century. And again, since then, now the United States, run by a lot of corporate criminals and globalists, is engaging in all sorts of atrocities around the world. State Department Memorandum 200, put out by Henry Kissinger in 73, declassified in 92. You can look at it in the National Archives online. State Department Memorandum 200, look it up, said they'd use food and war and famine as a tool to kill people by starvation. And an estimated 30 million people a year, half of them children, die from starvation. So those numbers aren't included here from UN food programs using food as a weapon, where the UN actually starves people to death while having PR campaigns to raise money where they say they're going to feed people and they actually kill them. Look it up. So again, yes, our peace, people are saying, it's worse than you say. You're right, it is. This is a shadow of what's really going on. But we went with what is admitted and confirmed even by the establishment. 290 plus million killed in the 20th century. We're now 13 years into the 21st century, and globalists are warming up to make the last century look like a cakewalk. That's why we're here, engaged in demand in a real plan. We are demanding a real plan. And you say, well, what are the solutions? Call Congress. Call talk radio. Get a buzz going. File lawsuits against corrupt government. Never give up your guns. Demand an end of all these unconstitutional wars and illegal drone attacks in all these countries that violate international law, our own law, Geneva Convention. Bring back due process, the Constitution, the Republic. Don't submit to tyrannical government. Police tell you you can't film them in public? Get in their face about it, even if they arrest you. Defend the First Amendment. Realize that we are under tyranny more and more every day, and develop a healthy distrust of big government that our founders and every other intelligent philosopher and historian throughout history has warned you to not trust government. Get back to common sense and get local government taken over by good people, not foreign globalists. So that's the addendum to demand a real plan. And I think that all of you on YouTube and all of you watching this first on PrisonPlanet.tv and our nightly news, you should all go and produce your own Demand a Real Plan videos. In fact, I'm announcing here that we're going to have a new contest in the next month. It'll run for a month for $5,000 paid to the winner. I will judge it for whoever puts out the best Demand a Real Plan. And tomorrow on my syndicated radio show, I'm going to announce a $100,000 prize video. Why am I doing this? to get the word out, to empower you. We had a listener, because on his YouTube site, he says he's a listener, put out a video earlier this week, or actually last week, that's had millions of views, where they took the demand to plan Bloomberg Hollywood star thing, saying, you know, guns are evil, ban them, and edited in from movies every Hollywood star engaging in indiscriminate killing in movies that gives guns a bad name. And that thing's been seen by millions of people. See, that's why I do these contests, is to get you to go out and make new videos or to inspire our listeners to not just say, hey, Alex, make a video about this. You go out and make the video. And if you don't know how, find a neighbor who knows how. It's not that hard. Engage the globalists. If we move against them, nothing can stop us. So, $5,000 prize. I'll be giving the details tomorrow. On a demand a real plan where you can win. We've had dozens of contests we've paid out on, some cases up to $15,000. And I'm going to announce a $100,000 contest. The details will be given tomorrow on the syndicated radio show, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, Infowars.com, and video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv. Demand a real plan. My plan is 1776 worldwide. My plan is awaken the sleeping giant. My plan is to put the truth out and to inspire you to stand up and take action. That's the plan. That's the solution. You are the solution. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, as we talked about at the beginning of the news broadcast, there are good cops and there are bad cops. There are cops who don't like to be filmed because they're doing the wrong thing, and there are cops who know they're doing the right thing and they don't mind if they're being filmed. And David Ortiz has an update on good cops and bad cops.
Reporting for InfoWars Nightly News, I'm David Ortiz. If someone has been videotaped, it's usually easy to interpret what occurred on film. That's unless, of course, the person who was videotaped was an officer of the law. Recently, two law enforcement officers were caught red-handed on camera committing heinous acts. Yet despite this fact, neither of them were criminally prosecuted, and shockingly, both of them were commended by their superiors. So much for accountability.
Meet Deputy Daniel Malukes of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. In January 2012, the officer and his partner responded to a call that claimed a woman had attempted to punch a bus passenger in Bellflower, California. The woman who witnesses claimed was clearly mentally disabled was grabbed by the officers and as a result began shouting. Rather than asking the woman to sit down or forcefully making her sit down, Deputy Malukes decided to elbow her in the face. An action that witness Jeremy Green, a former military veteran, thought was completely abusive.
And you can tell it's very obvious that she was special, you know, has special needs. In the Army, they gave us extensive training for rules of engagement. There's proper protocols and different steps you take. This lady didn't do anything. She was not combative, and he actually turned combative on her.
Despite this clear abuse, the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office claims that Deputy Malukes displayed, quote, a high level of professionalism and used a minimal amount of force, end quote. And if that wasn't offensive enough, it turns out Officer Daniel Malukes, who is still on the force, has been involved in two other lawsuits in recent years, one in which he and another officer were found guilty of racial profiling against a gentleman by the name of Adam Allerid and were ordered to pay an estimated $500,000 in damages, and a still pending case where Officer Malukes and other officers allegedly shot and killed an unarmed 23-year-old by the name of Dexter Luckett. If you would like to see the bus case reopen, reach out to L.A. County District Attorney Jackie Lacey and express your concerns over case number 321-97328.
Now let's take a look at another bad cop.
Meet Officer Jesse Zilge of the St. Paul, Minnesota Police Department. In August of 2012, he came into contact with Eric Hightower, an individual who had allegedly been making violent threats to his girlfriend. While Mr. Hightower was laying down on the ground, Officer Zilge took it upon himself to really subdue him by, well, kicking him in the face. Hightower, who was clearly hurt and angered by the brazen attack, was then maced and shoved into a car by several police officers. Recently, Olmsted County attorney Mark Ostrom shockingly ruled that there was insufficient proof the officer used unreasonable force. If you would like to see this case appealed, reach out to the Minnesota State Attorney General's office.
Despite the fact that these criminals with badges continue to roam the streets, it's important to note that there are some officers that condemn their actions. Individuals such as retired New York City police detectives Graham Weatherspoon and Carlton Berkeley, two individuals whose organization, Police Reform Organizing Project, is trying to make the public aware that police abuse is rampant and needs to stop.
Under the guise of protecting people, people's rights are being violated. That's why stop and frisk has gotten so big. Under the guise of stopping crime. They're not stopping crime, they're committing crimes.
If the police officer down is talking to you, I don't see why you can't cut your phone on, right? Film and audio tape the whole encounter. Also, if there's other people standing around, they should do the same thing. And if you do that, it will hold up in court.
And here's one more hero cop by the name of Deputy Sheriff Stan Lennick of the Albany County Sheriff's Department.
In November of 2012, two InfoWars activists named Jason Burmis and Ashley Jessica were visiting the Albany International Airport to hand out anti-TSA flyers. While at the airport, they were harassed by the airport PR director, Doug Myers, who demanded they show him their ID, despite the fact they were filming on public property. That's when Deputy Sheriff Lennick jumped into action and protected their First Amendment rights.
Okay, so that we means don't know we're doing it for... I yeah. told you who I am. Okay. I am Jason Burmis.
Let me see your identification.
Clearly, I don't need to show you my identification.
He doesn't have to show you his identification.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Show you identification. I want his name. We
I just told you my name. My name is Jason Burmis. B-E-R-M-S, sir.
I can't give you that. I can't give you that.
Okay.
To those last few officers, we salute you. Well, that's all for this edition of Bad Cop, Good Cop. I'm David Ortiz, reminding you that we are not against the law enforcement community, just law enforcement abuse.
Well, welcome back. That's it for tonight's broadcast. Now, we hope that you're, if you're watching this on somebody else's dime, we hope that maybe you'll consider pitching in and helping to pay for the bandwidth at Prison Planet TV. If you buy a membership, you can pass this out to another 10 people. At least 10 people at a time can be watching this. More than that, you can give that ID, that your password to more than 10 people. But 10 people at a time can simultaneously stream this. We're just trying to help pay for the bandwidth and for operations. It costs a lot to run this operation. And we also have a new magazine, which just came out, the first magazine of 2013. And it asked the question, 2013, the year America dies. Will it be the year that America dies? That's kind of up to you. Will you help to get the information out? Will you help to change hearts and minds? Will you fight in the info war and help to support that? This is a great outreach tool, these magazines. You can grab this and hand it to people. Some people like to read. Some people like to read on the internet, like to go to a website. Some people like to watch videos. And some people want to read something that's physically handed to them. We've got all those bases covered at InfoWars. We're getting the same information out there in multiple ways. So just pick the one that you think is most effective. And get that information out there. Well, that's it for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night between 7 and 8 o'clock Central Time. I'm David Knight.